This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. We have a lot of miscellaneous news today, and we have a lot of news that, quite frankly, you got to hear. And I'm glad you're here to hear it. How's that for some use of the English language in a clever way? Glad you're here to hear it. Anyway, if you want to reach the program, kjradio.com. You can also phone us at 844-551-8255. So the week's already started. It started in earnest. We talked about a lot of things yesterday. We're going to talk about some things today that I hope get your attention. For example, First Lady Melania Trump and young Barron have moved into the White House. The article that I read, I believe it was in USA Today, said they arrived to spend their first night as official residents of the White House. That was on Sunday, almost 5 months after President Trump was inaugurated. Remember, they wanted to leave young Barron in his familiar surroundings and so on and so forth. And said they confirmed their official move from Trump Tower in New York to the family quarters in an email to USA Today and a tweet on the official FLOTUS account. Looking forward to the memories we'll make in our new home, moving day, hashtag moving day, they tweeted. And I was thinking, it took 5 months to fumigate the White House to the point where Melania said, I will not go there until it is clean. I know, jab at the Obamas, but you know what? I know why they did it. They left, but wanted to leave Barron in his familiar surroundings. And I think, you know, that the rumor is that Barron has some form of autism. I don't know whether he does. He appears to be a functioning child to me. But if he does, if he has Asperger's or something like that, congratulations. Makes him a special child. This kid, if he's learned anything from his dad, if he takes that level of focus and puts it into something, holy cow. There was a movie. It's funny, while they were ridiculing young Barron, because I'm talking about Rosie O'Donnell and people like her, are ridiculing this kid. He's got some kind of form of autism. So? It's like saying, you know, he's got some form of blankety blank. He's got a cleft tongue or what do they call it, cleft lip, or, I mean, whatever it is what it is. I know you can do surgery on a cleft lip, but that's not my point. My point is whatever he has, he has. And it's funny that they beat up on the kid because he supposedly has autism. He's certainly, as I said, a functioning young kid. I don't know much about this kid. I'm not studying him. As far as I'm concerned, the kids are off limits to, you know, in other words, if Barron's out there wrecking cars, I'm going to talk about it. But if Barron's out there being a kid, I'm not going to say a word. I don't care. His father is who got elected. And to be honest with you, Melania's even off limits to a degree. It's like when they insert themselves is when you finally go, so you want to be seen, you know? Same thing with Michelle Obama. You know, she doesn't say, first time in my adult life, or, hey, I'm going to turn your fat kids into starving waifs, you know, look like a former, you know, like they're from another planet. Then, yeah, I'm going to talk about you then, but till then, I don't have anything to say. Michelle Obama could have been a beautiful first lady if she kept her mouth shut and stopped doing things to manipulate our kids and the society in general, you know, soul power, black power sister, and all this other crap. That's the last thing America needed. Anyway, I'm glad these guys have moved back and are in the White House for the first time. I can't imagine what it's going to be like for young Barron to grow up there, even though he has lived in very luxurious surroundings. This is going to still be something very different from him, and I hope he is able to get out of that what he needs. But anyway, we're going to be talking about a little bit more about that. I don't have a whole lot more to say. What else we got? Oh, the lotto winner. It was one lotto winner in California, and there was an article that I read that said some hope California winner of the lotto leaves the area. I mean, I'm sorry, helps the area. I'm ahead of myself. And I immediately said, I hope he leaves. He or she leaves. I hope that person leaves California. The state has already gotten a ton of money. The guy who sold the winning lottery ticket cashed his lottery ticket. And I hope they hold a press conference and say, you know what? I've been waiting to hit the lottery so I could take all my millions and millions of dollars, go to a state that has no state income tax, that is not suborning, you know, illegals and encouraging murder and all these other things, and I cannot wait to move to Texas, you know, or something like that. I would love to see that press conference. What about you? Yeah. What'd you do yesterday? You get into trouble? Did you have any... I know you want me to talk about the Aussie event. I'll talk about it here in a little bit. Okay, well, I'll talk about it now. So, every year, Ozzie Smith has a gala. Ozzie Smith is the former shortstop for the Cardinals. They call him the Wizard of Oz. And he has a gala, and it took our little boy to see Ozzie. And he had Ryan Sandberg. For those of you who are Cubs fans, you're probably going to be mad after this, but he had Ryan Sandberg, and Ryan is just the most gracious guy. And interesting conversation. A couple of the talks that they had, the things that they had at the they always had to do Q&A, is something I definitely want to post. We'll post a video of that. I couldn't figure out how to do Facebook Live, so that's why I didn't Facebook Live. And I didn't Periscope because I took that off when I got Facebook Live, but it was really a nice event. And one of the things that came out of it this year is I will again be going back to New York for the Gold Gloves, and probably will make it to where we take one person with us that goes. I'll make it to where it's listen to the program, get your name in a hopper, and then you can go to the Gold Gloves. I think it's on November the 11th. So maybe we'll do something on the Gold Gloves this year where people can join me in New York. And, if you've never been to a Gold Glove celebration, it's absolutely phenomenal. It's all the best. If you're a baseball fan, you're in Valhalla. You know, you happen to be Nordic. it's the best thing going. I mean, look, if you're a sports fan, maybe. So, hey, I'll tell you what might entice some people. My producers are bugging me right now. Derek Jeter will be honored, so he will be at this coming event. So if you're a Yankees fan, you're definitely going to want to go. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I hope the California lottery does. Look, a lotto winner leaves. I hope somehow everybody gives him this broadcast and says Kevin Jackson wants you to leave California because that's what they would deserve. All these guys are getting together, these states, to thwart the climate change thing that Donald Trump's done. It's ridiculous. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I keep saying that. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks, listening to Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Got Father's Day coming up. Yeah, you got to appreciate guys. I'm actually surprised they even let us continue to have Father's Day. These misandrists, these man-haters that are out there. You know, think about it. At this point, why do we even have this day? For the record, leftists don't have Father's Day. They have Baby Daddy Day. Yeah, they don't have Father's Day. But, and you know what? If you were to, if they were to say, let's get rid of Father's Day and let's do Baby Daddy Day, I bet you there'd be leftists going, that's more appropriate because, you know, everybody can't be a father. Everybody ain't able. It's white privilege to have a father. I mean, there would be some reason to say, yeah, let's keep it Baby Daddy Day. Ugh, people are stupid. They really are. Father's Day coming up. What are you getting, Pops? What are you guys going to get? What are you getting your dad? I mean, are we at an age where you, I mean, I don't have to worry about it. You know, I'm black. I ain't got no daddy. So I don't worry about it. I'm just wondering what you white folks, what do you get your fathers? You get them golf clubs. Y'all, see, y'all go all out, man. Y'all are like, you know, hey, Dad, here's a Lexus wrapped in a bow. You were such a great father. Thank you for throwing the ball with me, and you were this. And black people are like, yeah, well, you know, my daddy gave me a card once on my 13th birthday, but that was about it. You know, came by, brought mama some diapers once. I know I'm being stereotypical and I'm joking about it, but in the joke, in the humor, is the pain, man. It's the pain. People tell me all the time, Kevin, you surely not having your father, your biological father, made an impact. I'm like, yeah, okay. Is it really biology? Is that, I mean, because I know people that, I was raised by my grandfather. So I never thought about the biology of it. And even knowing he was my step-grandfather, it didn't bother me. He was a grandfather I knew. I didn't learn that until I was much older, but, you know, still. So you get curious about it, but it didn't impact me. Not the way people may think. In my first book, I gave credit to my stepdad, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, who in a strange way raised me, because the little bit of interaction I had with him, he was, like, profound on my life. It goes to show you, well, let me tell you, if you read my first book, The Big Black Lie, it goes to show you what people can do to your life that they don't have a whole lot to do with it. Anyway, that's not what I was going to talk about. I want to talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden, Daddy Biden, he lost Bo. And then Bo's brother married Bo's wife after the fact. He left his wife and then married Bo's wife. I mean, how sick are those Bidens? That's a Jerry Springer episode if I ever saw one. It was Jerry Springer when the Bidens went into the White House. They were sophisticated, knucklehead. Yeah, I hesitate to use the term hillbillies because I don't want to offend any hillbillies. But that's what they were. They were Maury. You are the father. I mean, that's where you could be the uncle and the daddy of a, you know, of a child kind of thing, you know. Or you could be the father and the grandfather kind of thing. It's just ugly stuff. Ugly stuff that's out there. Anyway, Joe Biden's niece, she's a wild one. She's a real wild one. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. This piece written in the New York Post. The wild child niece, a former Veep, Joe Biden, stole more than $100,000 in a credit card scam. She was bucking to become a politician, boy. Look at Joe. Got it running in the family. Yeah, and it was funny because that's what all these politicians do. Look, there's a show going on right now. It's called, what is it, Luke Cage. It's a Marvel comic. And the black lady who's a civil, what do they call it, councilwoman, she tells her cousin, you need to get out of this crooked business of dope and whatever else you're doing, and you need to come up here. He's running guns, too. Dope and guns, you need to come become a city council person. Put some respect to your crime. I mean, y'all think I'm kidding. That's the way it counts. It isn't become a respectful person. It's you then get a license to steal and nobody gets mad at you. And there's some twists and turns in that show, too, by the way. Woo! I thought House of Cards had some twists and turns. Luke Cage. So anyway, Biden's family learning from the best. Well, I wouldn't say Biden's the best. Biden has been done the least to make out like a bandit of any of the high-profile crooked leftists. You know, they said using a borrowed credit card, the blonde Caroline Biden set up an unauthorized customer account at Bigelow Pharmacy on 6th Avenue in Greenwich Village and racked up the six-figure bill over the course of a year. This is according to a criminal complaint that does not name the victim card owner. So, I don't know who she stole from. By the way, cute girl. She's a cute girl. You wouldn't suspect she's a Biden and she's with her boyfriend. What could you be doing? The only thing I can figure she's doing is she's buying OxyContin and then she's going and, you know, selling it on the street for, you know, money per pill. And feeding either her drug habit or her lifestyle. I don't know which. That's the only thing I could figure. A six-figure deal. As part of the plea deal before the Manhattan Supreme Court, Justice Kevin McGrath, Biden, 29, pleaded guilty to one charge of grand larceny and another of petty larceny and agreed to make restitution of $110,810.04. Huh. I love it when they do numbers like that. It's like they've calculated it down to the penny. So it's $100,000 she apparently ran up in credit card charges plus whatever fees, you know, or the nuisance fees or court fees. Or who knows? I don't know. I'm wondering who's going to foot the bill, aren't you? Because you know, leftists don't pay for anything. They'll have a fundraiser. Help our little Caroline. She was named after a Kennedy. Yeah. What they call it, crowdfunding? They'll crowdfund her. They crowdfunding crackheads. I bet you she's a crackhead and they're going to crowdfund this crackhead. I'm just guessing, but I'm telling you, that's what I think. That's what I suspect. She's a crackhead. They say if she pays back everything and keeps her nose clean, how's that for a Freudian non-slip? She can return to court and enter a substitute plea to a lower misdemeanor charge of petty larceny and be sentenced to 2 years of probation. Now, let me ask you, where's this chick whose chitin checks or whatever they call it, and she's out there now, she's got $100,000 in credit card debt she's running up. Where's she going to go get $100,000? Uncle Joe. You think Uncle Joe will loan it to her? You really do? I don't think Uncle Joe has $100,000 laying around. I'm being serious. It isn't that he's an honest man. It's just Joe Biden's just too stupid to figure out how to make money in D.C. That's it. $100,000. He's going to need that money to run for president when he's 85 next year or whenever, 2020. They said, but she'll stay out of jail even if she fails to live up to the plea deal instead of getting sentenced on the felony larceny to 5 years probation. That sounds kind of convoluted. I don't know if I read it right. Well, let's wish her luck. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson, it's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I consider myself a good thinker, and I consider many of you good thinkers because you're not, and not this isn't like, oh, I have to consider you a good thinker, so you consider me good. It's not that. I really do. I consider the conservative thinkers are the most amazing people. The only thing we lack is we lack this gene that says, let's flaunt it. If we had that, you wouldn't even know who most of these Hollywood people are. You wouldn't know De Niro. You wouldn't know, what's his name? See, I don't even know him. Matt Damon. You wouldn't know Ben Affleck. You wouldn't know most of these people because you are so talented. Your talent eclipses them in so many ways. If you had the thing that says, I want to drive and do that, they'd be gone. Let me put it a different way so you can understand it. You ever seen a sport where the guy who's talented doesn't have the drive? And the guy who doesn't have the talent will go and work his butt off. Maybe he's, you know, he's got talent, but he's not like naturally gifted. And you know what I'm talking about. There are athletes that are just naturally gifted. And the guy who's just out there every day doing it, he learns it, he gets repetition and does it. He ends up not only doing it, but, you know, getting, doing very well in it. And the guy who really could have done it and been just amazing just goes, I don't really care. I know musicians that way. I know artists that way. I have a friend. He's an artist and his work is in the Smithsonian. And he is the coolest cat on the planet. If you're out with this dude, his mind is just amazing. He knows stuff. He quotes philosophers and he knows scientists and he incorporates all this wealth of knowledge into his art. This is a guy, you guys will think I'm joking. For 20 years, he's pretty much couch surfed. Carl's now got to be 60. He couch surfed his entire life. He, again, two pieces in the Smithsonian, pieces all in all over the world. I'm talking about world renowned art, and you can't get this guy to concentrate on anything. Carl could be rich beyond belief. He could be Pollock or, you know, Warhol. You could be hearing his name in that vein, but and it would be so funny, you know, I'd go over to his apartment, which, by the way, was a wreck. And you go in this back room where he had his art and, you know, you'd flip through the pictures or whatever. And it would just be, whoa, wow, geez, holy cow. The entire time you're just oohing and aahing and you're like, what are you going to do with this? I don't know. Probably going to have an exhibition soon. Man, you know, VKF. And I'd be like, holy, if I had an ounce of this guy's talent, I'd be displaying all the time. And it isn't like he was an unknown, like you go, well, I don't, who are you? Yeah, I have work in the Smithsonian. It wasn't going to be difficult to get it, you know, to figure things out, but he wouldn't do it. Anyway, I'm going to go back to what I was talking about before, which was McCain saying that Barack Obama represented a better leader than Donald Trump. And he blamed it on, I guess, the Paris Accord. Oh, no, the UK thing and Donald Trump saying, you know, whatever comments he made about terrorism. And they said, what do you think the message is? He says the message is that America doesn't want to lead. That's what Donald Trump is saying. America doesn't want to lead. Again, it makes you question the senility of Donald Trump. I'm sorry, of McCain. I don't question the senility of Trump at all. I question the senility of McCain. I want to be very clear about that because people will take the soundbite. You said it. But the reason why I bring it back up is because I listened to this young lady from North Korea who escaped. And she gave her testimony at an event. I think it's called One World, One Young World, or Young World something, but it was in China. And it's an organization that helps people who are really living under tyrants. Because I made the comment, if we hadn't interrupted America, we were headed, we're the liberals in America, we were headed for the worst mass murder of citizens in the history of the world. At some point, somebody was going to take over the country, and I'm talking about it could be 100 years from now, but at some point, everybody like me was going to die. So I want you to hear the testimony of this young lady, and then I'll explain what's going on. And she's difficult to understand because her English isn't that great, so I'll come back and give a little commentary.
This is not I'm speaking. This is the people who want to tell the world what they want to do. North Korea is an unimaginable country. There is only one channel on TV. There is no internet. We aren't free to sing, say, wear, or think what we want. North Korea is the only country in the world that executes people for making unauthorized international phone calls. North Koreans are being terrorized today. When I was growing up in North Korea, I never saw anything about love stories between men and women. No books, no songs, no press, no movies about love stories. There is no Romeo and Juliet. Every story was propaganda to brainwashes about the king dictators. I was born in 1993, and I was abducted at birth, even before I knew the words freedom or human rights. North Koreans are desperately seeking and dying for freedom at this moment. When I was 9 years old, I saw my friend's mother publicly executed. Her crime, watching a Hollywood movie, expressing doubts about the greatness of the regime, can get 3 generations of a family imprisoned or executed. When I was 4 years old, I was warned by my mother not to even whisper. The birds and mice couldn't hear me. I admitted I thought the North Korean dictator could read my mind. My father died in China after we escaped North Korea. And I had to bury him at 3 a.m. in secret. I was 14 years old. I couldn't even cry. I was afraid to be sent back to North Korea. The day I escaped North Korea, I saw my mother raped. The rapist was a Chinese broker. He targeted me. I was 13 years old. There is a saying in North Korea. Women are weak, but mothers are strong. My mother allowed herself to be raped in order to protect me.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You were listening to Park Yomi. And when I hear her testimony, I think about American feminists and how they rant and rave about oppression. And I say, compare your tales of woe to that of this woman. She stood in front of the Chinese delegation called One Young World and told of life in North Korea. And she tearfully explains this story of how a little girl she learned not to speak, shockingly, because she believed that the Kims, the dictators, the ruling family of North Korea, could read her thoughts. But the real truth is even one bad word against the Kims could get three generations of her family imprisoned or executed. That's oppression. And what's funny is, great conversation. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, a leftist. I knew him from military school. And get this, my buddy's ex-military, went to military school, great guy, love him like a brother. Seriously, his name is Will. And he's telling me he's doing business in South Africa, and he sends me pictures where he almost got killed by an elephant. I'm not even exaggerating that. But we started talking about apartheid, and you know what he did? He said, you know, Kev, he goes, he's a white guy. He's like, you know, over here, it's a different kind of racism. And he's rationalizing how it's still segregated, but it's, you can see the improvement. And I said, see, leave it to you liberals. You go over there, you're doing business over there, and you're rationalizing the racism in South Africa. Where I said, you've seen the ghettos over there. I go, tell me, Will, that blacks in South Africa have it better than blacks in America. Tell me that. And he couldn't. And he finally went, here's what he said. He went, you're right, you're right, you're right. I want to talk more about that story when we come back in this young lady.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. This is one of these stories that we were just going over with this North Korean woman who has escaped from the tyranny of North Korea. And she now lives in China. And she's at a One Young World conference. And I'm putting together this, that my theory, and I don't even think it's a theory, is that on the path America was headed, we would have been the most brutal dictatorship in the history of man had you not intervened. You don't know what you say, but there will be movies made about us because somebody's going to understand where we were headed and make the future of America and showcase what would have happened had you not interrupted Hillary Clinton becoming president and inserted Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you, you did, it's God orchestrated this so that you would do it. Because, again, I go back to ask anybody if they thought Trump was going to be president, they would tell you, you're losing your mind. I was convoluting it a little bit with a story about a friend of mine who's a leftist, And he does business in South Africa. He's been there 22 times now, and he was telling me of how the apartheid, it's all gone, and now blacks and whites, it's all being reshuffled and all this. And I said, is it still segregated? You know, how do you feel about it? He goes, no, it's racism here. He goes, but it's a different, and he's trying to tell me, Kevin, it's different. It's a better kind of racism. And I go, that's how leftists think. But I don't want to go into that. I want to go into that separately. But I wanted you to understand that everything that I'm going to talk to you about with this young lady by the name of Park Yelmi has to do with how liberalism allows itself to creep into a society. It gives a lot of power to a few who abuse it, and eventually they abuse it in ways that you would never believe. They are taking money and just doing whatever they want. I want you to imagine the most prosperous country in the world, us, being run by the Kims. And that'll give you sort of an idea around this. So this young lady escapes North Korea. She gave a harrowing account of her life in North Korea. She couldn't speak. Her mother told her, don't dare whisper, because if they think you're talking about them, they'll kill us, kind of thing. I compare this stuff to what our poor believe, our so-called oppressed believe, that's happening in America. And I say to myself, I'd love to send you suckers to North Korea. I'd love to send blacks to South Africa and other places and say, go have fun. Report back. Anyway, Park, I'm going to use her first name. She escapes to China in 2007. She gets asylum in 2009. Now she's back in South Korea, and she continues to fight for human rights. But she had a harrowing life, and as she sort of explained, at 9 years old, she saw a woman publicly executed for watching a Hollywood movie. And, you know, I could jokingly say it depends on what movie it was. Maybe she was watching Snakes on a Plane, but it's not funny. That kind of was. Watching a movie, you cannot do it. She said, I never knew what a love story was. When she was 13, her mother allowed herself to be raped so that the Chinese broker would keep himself off of Park. And feminists in America, you should be ashamed of yourselves fighting for things like income equality while you're shopping at Neiman's on some man's money. Women like Ashley Judd, women like Madonna, who pretend to fight for human rights, fighting against Donald Trump because he's the mean-spirited dictator. Compare Donald Trump, who's done nothing to impact women and wasn't going to, to the Kims or to the various regimes that practice Islam. Compare them. And tell me these women should have had a vagina head march in D.C. when Donald Trump's election occurred. See, that's what's the word I'm looking for? The frivolity that we get to have in America is where we get to just go, you know what? He's a misogynist, and I'm going to go put my pink hat on, and I'm going to go down there and show him something. Try that in North Korea. Oh, man. I mean, they wholly ignore the daily plight of women like Little Park. These feminists have no idea what oppression is, yet they wave the feminist flag like modern-day Betsy Rosses meet Susan B. Anthony's. They showcase their ironies and their hypocrisies as well. And we talked about Alicia Keys wearing her hijab, the Muslim symbol of female oppression, in order to showcase her solidarity towards women. And despite the dangers that this young lady Park faces, because she could still be deported back, well, not anymore, but back at the time when she was in China, she could have still been deported back to North Korea, but they are after her. The regime doesn't stop, as they say. But she wrote a book called In Order to Live. I don't know if you caught the part where she said they had knives ready to kill themselves rather than go back to North Korea. I want to ask a feminist, is there anything in America that's happened to you in the last five decades that you go, we'll never go back to that, and you put a knife to your throat. What? What's so harrowing in this country? I'm never going back to ironing my man's clothes. What are you being so oppressed about? Look, I tell you all, you people all the time, I'm all about women's rights. I'm all about human rights. But I don't get how we allow this nonsense to occur with these feminists when these are the real stories out there. These are the things that make me... This is why I look at the frivolity of what black people do, and I say to myself, there are real plights out there, real stories of things that blacks have to overcome. Maybe personal, maybe systematic, you know, whatever, but we trivialize it. I mean, look, I know life is hard for many women. They're raising families by themselves because of, you know, liberal policies that take men out of the house and things like this. But there's not a woman in this country who can pretend to live in the shoes of a North Korean woman like what Park described. Women have problems in America, but so do men. Feminists make a mockery of the real war on women happening around the world as they trivialize these things. American women can choose their mates. They choose their clothes. They choose their careers. They choose how to use their voices. And yet, the way that they do it, it doesn't help people like Park. Hearing her story, you could feature her story. Put it at a women's symposium, and I'm going to tell you something. The Holly weirdos will love it. They'll clap. They'll be, oh my gosh. They may even raise a little bit of money for her at first, and then they will go away. They will pretend that they did a lot to help this young lady and the plight of others like her, and that'll be it. It'll be a drive-by at best. And honestly, won't raise a fraction of what you think she would in Hollywood. The only way this cause gets taken up is if it happens to be a North Korean person in Hollywood who makes it, you know, or something like that. They don't care. They pretend to care, but they don't. If they really cared, they wouldn't concern themselves with things like the Lilly Ledbetter Act. Barack Obama prides himself on the Lilly Ledbetter Act. You know, we did the Lilly Ledbetter Act, so now women make the same. Really? That's what you gave back to women. Congratulations to you, Barack, that was the biggest thing you did for women, because it didn't do anything with the North Korean regime. You know what Donald Trump's doing? He's slowly putting in the poison pill that will bring down the Kims. And he's going to use the Chinese to do it. And it wouldn't shock me in the 8 years, if God willing, that Donald Trump stays alive, because if he's alive 8 years and wants it, he will be president a second time and hopefully finish out his term. It wouldn't shock me at all if during that time Kim Jong-un goes down. Anyway, U.S. feminist movement is a bizarre display of privilege pretending to be oppressed. And leftism provides the perfect environment to entertain their delusion. Leftists fuel the very governments that evolve into dictatorships, and that's what I was saying earlier. They engender and nurture the gender war in country after country, and they ignore the atrocities that they create. Leftists bolster big government. They feed it with your money it's extorted from you, and the ultimate outcome is exactly what this young lady experienced. The dictatorial regime that creates mindless drones and kills anybody who dare think of himself as an individual and a human.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.